Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Congress out for a couple of weeks, in and around the 4th of July holiday. Thought we might circle back around in the meantime and catch you up on some of the statements being made to Congress from members of the agricultural community in some of their Farm Bill hearings, including the recent one held by the Senate Agriculture Committee over in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Arkansas, of course, the home state of the ranking member, top Republican of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman. Senator Bozeman introducing a couple of Arkansas farmers that are prominent nationally in the agricultural scene, including Arkansas cotton producer Nathan Reed, representing the National Cotton Council. He is currently the chairman of the American Cotton Producers, and he offered some perspective on some of the key pillars of agriculture and conservation policy that will be talked about in the 2023 Farm Bill debate.
An effective safety net for producers must consist of two key components. First, a commodity policy that provides either price or revenue protection for prolonged periods of low prices and depressed market conditions. Secondly, a strong and fully accessible suite of crop insurance products that producers can purchase and tailor to their risk management needs. A strong conservation title, including robust funding for working lands programs, is beneficial to the environment and is an important tool for producers across the United States.
Meanwhile, Arkansas farmer Brad Doyle is the president of the American Soybean Association, and at the top of his wish list as far as priorities for the 2023 Farm Bill.
Improving the farm safety net for soybeans, such as increasing the soybean reference price for calculating ARC and PLC, and providing the option to update base acres.
And his list continues.
Protecting crop insurance, which is the most effective risk management tool that soybean farmers have, and lenders value, enhancing accessibility of conservation programs, and maintaining the voluntary incentive-based approach that farmers appreciate. Growing investments in the promotion of U.S. commodities globally, including MAP and FMD, as we continuously seek new markets. And building opportunities for biofuels and bio-based products, both of which hold great market potential for our versatile crop. It is important to note that improving, protecting, enhancing, growing, and building all require additional resources.
President of the American Soybean Association, Brad Doyle, from northeastern Arkansas, testified at that Senate Agriculture Committee hearing just a few days ago. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.